就是说，Shas tells us that even though we mention all the others in the first bracha, but b'chochos the chasima is Mogen Avram, not Mogen Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, it's Mogen Avram. Now, what is the message of Mogen Avram? So let us consider two things. The Gemara in Menachos, of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, relates the following. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Kishor Shechora Beis HaMikdash, Yitamir Churban HaMikdash, by his reason. Motza Yakodesh Baruch Hu LaAvram Sheyoin BeBeis HaMikdash. Avram Avinu comes to the Beis HaMikdash. So his Neshama of Avram Avinu comes to the Mikdash. Omoloi Malindidi BeBeisi. Why is my beloved, what are you doing here in the Beis HaMikdash at this time? Omar lo al iske bonai bosi. I came for my children. On behalf of my children I came. Omar lo bonai echotu begolo. Your children have sinned and they've been sent into Golos. Omalai Shema B'Shegeg, and therefore it doesn't have to be such a deep Golos. Omalai Asay Sam B'Zimasa. The Novi Yimri implies that they did it in a pre-planned fashion, amazing. Omalai Shema Meyutin Chotu. Maybe it's only a minority of the Klal Yisrael. Amalei Harabu, the majority. Hayulachal Liskar Bris Mima. Amalei Besar Kodesh Yavru Me'alecha. Men Adroi Vekach. Amalei Shema Im Him Tamta Lehem Yechazim B'Tshuva. But as the Mashal points out, the Gemara says in Gittin, that the Kodesh Baruch was mocked in the Churb in 2 years. So maybe if you waited those 2 years, they would have done Shukla. Amalo, so the Novi quotes again, the Ravana Shalom told him again with the Novi and Yirmiyo said, Kiro Osayach Os Talayz. They do what's improper and they rejoice that they've done what's improper. So there's no chance that they're going to do Shukla. As Miyarimiyach Yodov Aroishoi, Avram Avinu feels despair. Voyitsayak Uboicha. Perhaps all is lost for the Jewish people. And it takes a long time until you see the product of the Zayas, and then only and then and only then do you realize what was within it. In the long haul, you'll see the qualities of Klal Yisrael. There's something there. Even though at the moment it's hidden, it's obscured. All the others, Chazal tell us, were concerned about the Churban HaMikdash. It seems to me from this Chazal that they're telling us that Avraham Avinu's involvement transcended that of the other Omas. Now the Didi Vibesi comes to the Mikdash itself to seek the spear Klal Yisrael. In Chumash we find that where does the Broch of Mogen Avram come from? So, Kapitel Tezvav, Pasuk Aleph, So here we have Achar Advar Ma'ilo Yadvar Hashem Macha Zeleima. That Avraham Avinu has a vision. And the Rabbanu Shalom tells him, Atir Avraham, Anuchi Magen Loch Schorcha Harbi Ma'id. It's the bris, the vision of the bris ben Avraham. And the first thing that the Rabbeinu Shalom tells him here is, Atir Avraham Anuchi Mogen Loch Schorcha Harbi Ma'id. So Rashi writes, Acha Shenasalo Netzeh Shehorogis HaMalochim Bo Yidoi Goyim Hashem Kibalti Schara Kol Tzidkoisa. So Rashi learns that he was concerned that he received the schar already. The Ramban says, Atir Avram, Ayimisnod Yorim Mishnei Dvorim. Avram Avinu had two fears that possessed him. Min HaMolochim, from the kings, Pen Yirbu Tzavoy Samolov, they'll gather a mighty army against him. Haim, or Ongin Tachtov, they, or the princes that are under them, of Melchom or Yered Vinispa, are we destroyed? Oh, Yoyma Yovoy Lomus, below zero. It's time to leave, the world will come, and he won't yet have had a child. So therefore, Vyavticho Kuhuyye Mogin Vado Yimehem, that the Rav Shalom says, I'll protect you. V'od yescha lechto am Hashem harbi ma'id. Yescha will be significance. Get a significant scha. So the Rabbeinu Shalom says, Ki hu yi amogein ba'adoy mehem. He's going to protect Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is secure. On what basis? He's secure on the basis that the Rabbeinu Shalom will protect him. So, Rabbeinu Shalom comes to Avraham Avinu, Anochi Mogilo, Schor Chahabi Mogilo. Avraham Avinu has what, in very concrete terms, to be concerned, to be afraid of, how he's going to survive. How he will physically survive, how spiritually his ideal will survive. He doesn't have a child. So the Rabbeinu Shalom assures him in two regards. Anochi Mogen Loch, that I'll protect you, physically you will survive. And he also tells him, that Eliezer is not your Yerush. Your Yerush will be a child, Yitzchak. The Rabbeinu Shalom assured his spiritual destiny to him with the statement, Anochi Mogen Lo. And I think that that's the message. Avraham Avinu's concern, Avraham Avinu is the midah of Chesed. Chesed, he embraces Klal Yisrael Matil Chesed. More so than anyone else can embrace Klal Yisrael. Even at the time of the Churban, when Klal Yisrael Achait, but the Chesed of Avraham Avinu, the Midas HaChesed, still embraces Klal Yisrael as children. Malididi Bebesi, Al Iskei Bonecha. I came to see where my children are, where your children are. That concern that Avraham Avinu has, that all the daughters for Klal Yisrael, rooted in the Midas HaChesed, is therefore Mogen Avraham. That Rabbeinu Shalom who protects Avraham Avinu, that protection is not only at the moment of Avraham Avinu, at that moment in his life, but that is part of the legacy of Avraham Avinu. The whole door of a door, that Avraham Avinu who's Meiser himself, who was mischassid with Klal Yisrael b'chol dor v'dor, is the Rebbeinu Shem's bracha of Anochi Mogen Loch Schorcha Harbi Ma'id. He's zeicha to that bracha, the Cholder of Adach. And that the twin threats to Klal Yisrael's existence, the same ones perceived by Avraham Avinu at the dawn of Jewish history, his physical survival, his powerful enemies. What's his spiritual legacy to be? As the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tells him, Anochi Mogen Loch Schorcha Harbi Ma'id. So that, when the Gemara says Ki Becha Chaisman, means what will accompany Klal Yisrael throughout its history? Is the bracha that was given to Avraham Avinu, Anochi Mogen Loch. That's the ultimate bracha of Klal Yisrael. From the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael is an Anochi Mogen Loch. And that bracha to Hashem Mogen Avram. As the Rebbeinu Shel Olam protected Avraham Avinu, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that bracha, B'schus Avraham Avinu, will find fulfillment for his children to come. So this is B'kivecho Chaisman. The bracha is the bracha of Avraham Avinu. Now, the content of the first bracha as a whole, let's make two observations about the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Number one, that we find in the Ramchal that the first bracha mentions all the Ovos and Amivas. We have Elokei Avram, we'll come back to that, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahanoiro correspond to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Beyond that, the first bracha, as we said, is Birchas Avram, ultimately it's the bracha, it's Pesuch Avram Avinu. The second bracha of Gvura, which is the midah of Yitzchak. And finally, the bracha of Kedusha is the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. So that's the basic structure of the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. We'll come back to examine this. Beyond that, let's perhaps make one more observation, that Avraham Avinu was the first of the Avos. A Rav from Haifa once came to visit me. And he said, the Chiloriyim in Haifa said, Rabbi, your Balei Tshuvas in Yerushalayim, they're going to destroy Medinas Yisrael. Just look what the Arab Balei Tshuvas, Lahavdil Adug. The Machra of the whole world. So that, this is what you're going to bring about. It's fundamentalism. They're going to destroy the whole Medinas Yisrael. So I told him what he should tell them is very simple. It depends what your starting point is. If your starting point is Midas HaChesed and the Gvura, the Yirah Shemayim, comes afterwards, then you don't have anything to worry about. We're built on the Omer of Chesed, that's the Omer of Avraham Avinu. The Gvura, the Omer of Yirah Shemayim, that came second in Klal Yisrael. When you're built in that fashion, there's nothing to be afraid of, no harm will come to anyone from it. But I said, Lo Aleinu, if you build a religion, when you put the Gvuras, the Yirah Shemayim first, and the Chesed second, then look out. That will destroy the world. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam made Olam Chesed Yibana, a world of Chesed. When it's interface with the world is Chesed. What he asks of us in our involvement with others is Chesed. Avraham Avinu was about Chesed. It's a very essential point. His quest to bring people tachas kanfei Hashchina was not with the sword. It didn't come from what we'd call Yirah Shemayim. Either serve the Lord or else. Avraham Avinu's involvement with the world That's because the midas are chesed. If I see a person's hungry and he doesn't have what to eat, so do I beat him up to force him to what to eat? I invite him in, I give him a meal, I try to take care of him. Avraham Avinu, when he looked at the world around him, what they needed was chesed. The chesed, not only of this world, but the chesed most significantly for Olam Haba, to be makir the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, but what's the means of Avraham Avinu? The entire means of Avraham Avinu is chesed. Chazal tell us that how did he operate? He invited people into his house constantly. And when they came to be mivorach him, to thank him, so I said, it's true you thanked me, but you really have to thank the one that's really responsible. So, what are you talking about? Then he engaged them about the Bar Yonah. So, the entire thrust of Avraham Avinu, the site, the establishment of Klal Yisrael, and how it interacts with the world around them, is al pi midas ha-chesed. So this is the start. The chreidim will ask, why we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? We should have said Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. In effect, what the answer is that each of the others did not serve the Rabbeinu Shalom merely because his father did, but he had his own connection to Shekhinah, his personal connection to Shekhinah. And one differed from the next. And how exactly that connection was achieved. Avraham was from Midas HaChesed, Yitzchak was from Gura from Mira Shamaya, and Yaakov Avinu was from Terah. Of course, they had each one of them on all the midas. But what was the cutting edge of each of them? The cutting edge of each of them was slightly different. But Vilna Gaon tells us something very, very fascinating. And perhaps we will better understand the halacha night of the Vilna Gaon. Let's first go to the halacha. At Siman Kuf Aleph, we have the following. Simon Kuf Aleph Sif Aleph Hamis Palel Tzorch Shiyichavein B'chol HaBrochas. A person that's mispalel has to have kavana during all the brochas. And as we saw last week in the Gemara in Oimdin, Me'iko Chavrusa Klap Ishmael, when the Rav Shalom is our buddy, we can just chat with him idly, with paying attention, without paying attention, sitting in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Is a mispalel tzorch sheyichaven b'chol habrochos. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. Bim eino yochel lechaven. Suppose he can't do it. His mind is preoccupied with other things. L'vchocho is yichaven b'olis. That at least he has to have kavono with brichos olis. Bim lo kiven b'olis. And if he didn't have even though he had kavana with all the rest of the brachos, is yachzor b'yispalel. He has to daven a second time. That's the machab. Hago, the Rambam continues. Nowadays we don't go back if we lack kavana. Sha'af b'chazora, because even if we repeat the tefillah, korvu shelo yichaven. We're not likely to be mechavan the second time either. Is imkein loma yachsa? What's the point of going back? So the Chofetz Chaim is very troubled by this halacha. He says, what does he mean? That Shvil Chisar and Kavana. So he says, if you ask me, the Chofetz Chaim said, I would say that it means that if you finish Shmon Esrei already, so you don't daven a second time. Shmon Esrei is finished. And Alamai, to daven a second time? So what's the point of davening again? But he says, suppose in the middle of Shmon Esrei, I got up to Atagiva, and all of a sudden I realized I waltzed my way right through the first bracha of Shmon Esrei without being focused in the least bit. So what should you do? So the Chofetz Chaim said, if you'd ask me, that you should not have no right to proceed forward. Why? Because it's one thing not to daven again, but here you're going to say the next 18 brachos of Shmon Esrei, and you are in Yaitzeh. So what gives you the right? You can't just start Shmon Esrei in the middle. So what gives you the right to do such a thing? He says, that's what I would have thought. He says, however, I looked into the Chayodim, and the Chayodim seems to say that even if you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei and you realize the problem, you keep on going. So, but the Chofetz Chaim says, what's the rationale for that? So the Chofetz Chaim says, if you get caught in that situation, I have an eitzah for you. Stop and listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Let's say the person was up to Atagibor. So if you're up to Atagibor, have the Shliach Tzibur, we must palo for you in the first bracha. And after you heard the first bracha, then you continue. And I guess if you're further on in the Shmona Esrei, so listen to him all the brachas until where you're up to. And then, in case you weren't Yaitzi yet, and then you'll daven from that point on yourself. That's what he suggests. That's his conclusion in the Bi'ar Locha, the Ramaskal Vahidna, the beginning of Simon Kofalov. We have, now what Kavanah are we talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah explains how to perish Amilas. That we're talking about perish amilas, to know the meaning of the words. But avos, so he says, ki hisidur shvachos shalakom, because this is a statement of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, then obedin sheyoyis ponu levavu ledvarim acherim. So how, if you're praising the Rabbeinu Shalom, can you think about other things? Well, see, according to the Gra, I think there's a much deeper reason to this. V'yesh poiskim, and the Arishonim that wrote, the gam moedim choshev ka'obos tachachila. By moedim has the same requirement of obos, and the brach of moedim until atov shimcho lechono el hoydos, one has to be tuned, because it's shavach according to this and hoydo. V'imu mushayer shavila ba'obos lo yichave lo yispalo klav. Actually, it's yashiv night. He says, what if a person realized before he said Baruch Atah Hashem in the end of the first Baruch of Mogen Avraham before that time, so we should go back to Lokei Avraham and start from there, Lokei Avraham and Lokei Yitzchak, and go from there forward and have Kavanah. Moshe Feinstein, Zecha Tzadik Livracha, was in favor of the Chayodim's Pesach. That the Chayodim is correct, that you can keep on going and not to give up. And the Kilas Yaakov, the Stipler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, wrote a shir where he spells it out. Why this is the case. He says, Tefillah has two different requirements. The essential requirement, this is spelled out also in the Rashba of Tefillah, is the presence that I'm, the awareness that I am talking to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And as long as I'm aware that I'm talking to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm Yetzei Tefillah. I understood what I said. I didn't understand what I said. But so, of course, so. The notion of Tefillah is I'm standing and I'm talking to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And I got up and I knew I'm before the Rabbeinu Shalom. I was talking to him. So I wasn't so attentive to what I said. But I knew that the notion of Tefillah is our awareness of the Rabbeinu Shalom. If we have an awareness of the Rabbeinu Shalom and we said a text, we Yetzei Tefillah. Aye, so what does the Shulchan Aruch mean? That low keeping ba'avos yachsa b'yispala. So the Shulchan Aruch means something else. The Shulchan Aruch means that beyond the most elemental aspect of tefillah, Chazal wanted us to have a certain amount of kavanah too, as a minimum. But that's a din of being mispalel b'kavanah. Even if I don't achieve being mispalel b'kavanah, the brachos in Shmon Esrei are brachos of tefillah. And I'm yaitze. I'm just not yaitze the din of being mispalel b'kavanah, with an awareness of what I'm saying. M'meila, if there'd be some point in going back, I ought to go back. But the Shulchan Aruch says I'm not likely to succeed the second time either, if I didn't succeed the first time. Consequently, so just keep on davening. And now bracha l'batala, it's not. That was the Chofetz Chaim's problem. How can you say brachas? Oh, you brachas shemavada lo yetziv, lo yetziv. Can't hold you in there early. So they answer these gedolei olam that you yetziv, that didn't feel long. You yetziv, that didn't feel. You're just not yetziv the din of tefillah b'kavanah, but yetziv, you yetziv. That's the way they explain the, in effect, the chay odom's psak. And that's what Ramayishes that's all paskin like lahalocha lemais. Now, what does the Vilna Gaon tell us? So, the Vilna Gaon especially, we have some say that the Bracha of Moedim is the equivalent of Ovis. I think the Stipler wrote, I think he's the one that wrote, but some write that if he didn't have Kavana by Ovis, it would be very extra careful to have Kavana by Moedim and maybe Yetzi with that. Now, the Vilna Gaon tells us, and from the standpoint of the Vilna Gaon, we can understand very, very clearly this kapeda to have kavana ba'ovus. The Vilna Gaon tells us that the first bracha is an hakdama, preface to the entire Shmon Esrei, and all the brachas in Shmon Esrei, all the way up through Shamei Tefillah, are all incorporated into the first bracha. He says on Shabbos, that's why we don't need to recite the middle brachas. Taisa says it's a tircha, it's unnecessary bother. So the Gaon says, because we recited the brachas in the preface. We saved them until Mogen Avraham, as we took care of all the brachas until Shamei Tefillah. We alluded to all the brachas. On Shabbos, Chazal did not insist that we specifically go into each one and spell it out in detail. So the allusion suffices. But they were all included on Shabbos in the bracha of Mogen Avraham, included all the brachas of the weekday, in shortened fashion. Tosfos says, it's interesting why Tosfos says that, but Tosfos does say at the beginning of Tefillas HaShachar that the reason that we don't say the weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos, Tosfos doesn't say because of Bakoshes. Tosfos says they weren't matriach, asmutnei atoirach. Shabbos, they made it a little bit easier to daven, shorter Shmon Esrei. With the recess. Now, from the standpoint of the Vilna Gaon, we can well understand this extreme kapeda on the first bracha. The first bracha, really, this is the essence of the whole Shmon Esrei. This is the package that has the whole Shmon Esrei in it. So, in this bracha, which is kailo, which incorporates the entire Shmon Esrei up to Maidim, the Chazal insisted that we have kavana.
But you have to know how it alludes then.
We'll get to that. The Vilna Gaon did not leave us in the dark. The Vilna Gaon and his Peirush on Shmon Esrei goes through with every single bracha. He shows us the connection of that bracha to the bracha of Ovis, to the first bracha. So he does not leave us to figure it out. The Gaon was kind enough spell it out for us, step by step by step.
But what I meant was is that if the kavana normally means just knowing the meaning of the word.
That's enough. Listen, one could have that deeper meaning too, but at least the halachic requirement is at least in Perush Amidus, because it is veramis to all the brachas. It's really the whole Shmon Esrei until the closing part of Shmon Esrei is all in the first bracha. So what does the Vilna Gaon tell us? The Vilna Gaon tells us the following. He says that the first five words of Shmon Esrei, six words, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu, those include the brachas from Olam Hashinim through Shomei Tefillah. After that, when we come to Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Agodl, Agibor, V'Hanoira. So from starting Agodl, Agibor, V'Hanoira, we go back to the brachas from the beginning of Shmon Esrei. And by the time we get up to Melamelech Moshiach Mogein, we have all the brachas. So let's see how far we get. The Goyen writes, what's the meaning of Baruch? Baruch is a very difficult word to translate. Baruch we would normally translate, you are blessed. It seems to imply that I'm giving a Baruch. The Chayadim wonders, maybe that even actually is the truth. Because we find that the Gemara in Baruch says that when the Rebbeinu Shalom came to Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, he said, Barcheini b'ni Barchein. But theologically, that's a very difficult notion, despite the fact that the Chayodim does make this connection. So, you know, the more conventional pshat is Baruch is not a statement that you should be blessed, but rather that you are blessed. Meaning to say that you incorporate within yourself, Rabbeinu Shalom, all the brachas. And you were the source of all bracha in the world. This is the fount of all brachas, is the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what we mean, Baruch. But what's the problem, the Vilna Gaon says? The problem is that there are all types of things that lay claim to being the source of the brachas in this world. And particularly if we recall that what was the bracha of Olam Hashinu, is in reality the text is noted in the Rambam, that was Brichas Aminim, as the Gemara tells us, which had to do with the rise of the early Christians. And in the text, all the older texts, we have Olam Hashimodim. It doesn't begin with Olam Hashinu. Talking about Olam Hashimodim, to the heretics, those that left Klal Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says, that if the Chazan has problems with the recitation of Olam Hashinu, we kick him out. Why? Because they were afraid that maybe he was a closet min, and therefore he doesn't want to give himself a klova. You know, if he has problems with any other bracha, it's one thing, okay, he's confused. But here we were concerned that in reality he's a min, and therefore he doesn't want to give himself a klola. So therefore he's fudging the bracha. So they, in the time of Chazal, they threw out the chazan for such things. So what happens is those that are ovid in anything other than the Rabbeinu Shalom, so they say that's the source of bracha in this world. Right? The idol worshippers claim it's their idols, etc. So therefore, the Vilna Gaon says, when we say v'lam hashinim al tehisikfa, when the Rabbeinu Shalom removes the mishumodim from the world, the heretics, so then we will clearly see the force of the Rabbeinu Shalom and the world will be apparent. It's obscured presently by all the specious claims made by those that claim to represent spirituality in the world, that they are the source of bracha. But the Rabbeinu Shalom, once he removes all the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and all the heretics of the world, their views are removed from society, so then everyone will clearly see that the source is the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. So that's in the word Baruch. Ato is a very, very, very peculiar word. I can address a child with Ato. In formal languages, I wouldn't even address a significant person with the word Atah. And the Yiddish language is very, very careful in this differentiation. For a person of, you know, a child, or a person of no notes, you know, or my equal, I would say, do. To reflect respect, in the Yiddish language we say, ear. Here we speak to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam no differently than I would speak to a three-year-old child. What's with you? You know, you should go to here and go to the store. Telech lachanut, you know. And here I speak to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Atah. The familiarity with which we address the Rabbeinu Shel Olam when we're in tefillah. When we made lifnei hamelech. And we just address the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as Atah. So the Vilna Gaon says that this reflects the humility of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Anova, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam allows us human beings, I guess, to make himself so approachable that we can call him Atah. He says, and what's the bracha? The next bracha in Shemona Esrei after Olam Hashina is Al Hatzadikim Al Hachasidim Vatzitnei Amecha Vayisrael Vayavleidu Sofreyam Vagadei Yatzadek Valeinu. So the Gaon says that this bracha is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is mekabel the tefillah of the tzadikim. And what is interface with the tzadikim? Not only the Rachmonas on the Tzaddikim, but the fact that he's mekabel that tefillas. It's Tzaddik Geizer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. The standing of the Tzaddik, who mispalo for the Tzaddikim. And part of the role of the Tzaddikim in the world is Tzaddik Geizer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. If the Tzaddik comes before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and insists that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam act in a certain way to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inclined to answer. Tzaddik Geizer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. That reflects the anvasanus of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the humility that's associated with Shechina. Hashem Yudke Vovke. So here we deal with the Rebbeinu Shel's presence in the world. Shechina, Yudke Vovke, the proper name of Hashem. Where do we most experience Shechina in this world? The Gaon says, Yerushalayim Ircha, Barachim Imtosha, with the Migdash. That's the greatest interface with Shechina. So that's the bracha with Yerushalayim Ircha, Barachim Imtosha. Asking for the interface with Shechina. The bracha continues, Elokeinu. Elokeinu implies, it's a number of implications, but it implies Hashkocha Protis. Of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's very meticulous involvement in the world. That the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the source of all things in the world. His force, his desire is unimpeded. No one can impede it. There's nothing that's beyond his capabilities. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is involved in the world around us. Is particularly with Klal Yisrael, Bashkocha Protus. And he says, the Gula Shleimer Gaon tells us that Tzemach Dovid Avdecha Meiros HaTzmiach is rooted in Hashgocha Protus. That's what will bring forth the Gula Shleimer. So, Kano was a reference to the Hashgocha Protus. But as Hashem will in time go over the brachas one by one and examine them closely. Next comes Shema Koleinu. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is mekabel atfilas. Kabbalas atfila comes for what reason? But okay, I was saying, discuss always. We cannot come before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and say that we are worthy that atfila should be mekabel. On what basis? But in the schus of the others, that's why the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is mekabel atfilas. So that Shema Koleinu, Hashem Elokeinu, based on what? Because of your ava for the others. That's why we come and we mispala before you. We ask you to accept our tefillahs, not on our own merits. A person has to be very careful in tefillah not to feel that since I was mispala, the Rabbanu Shel Olam owes me one. Tachanun midaber reish. We are impoverished. We don't have schusim. And we beseech the Rabbanu Shel Olam. But the only schus that we really have to be accepted in the Natvims is the schus obis. Is Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. The Brocha tells us our yachas with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's in terms of the obis. Elokei Avram. Avram Avinu was with Midas HaChesed, his understanding of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Elokei Yitzchak, Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Gvura, Yerushalayim. V'elokei Yaakov. Yaakov is the Midah of Torah. It's Emes LeYaakov is the Midah of Torah. So, we go from those brochas to begin to explore the others. A kale, the Gaon tells us, is a shame which is rooted in Midas HaChesed, kale. HaGodol, HaGibor, VaHanoira. Rav Schwab, Zatzal, points to the fact that in Ashrei we say, Yugdol Chosed. Gdula is a statement of Chesed. It's the Midah of Avraham Avinu. HaGibor is Gvura, that's Pachad Yitzchak. And Hanoira means Torah is the ultimate synthesis of all the Midas in a way that's beyond our comprehension. Within Torah of all the contradictions that exist between Chesed and Gvura are somehow balanced out. And that's in the Midah of Yaakov Avinu. That's Hanoira. That's beyond. There are other meanings in Hanoira too, which we'll come back to. Agibor v'Hanoira. But Hanoira is the Midah, Ron Chal tells us, of Yaakov Avinu. So, let's stop at this point. And I think we'll take up, I don't want to rush. It's too much to do, just even to finish the Hakdama. You know, the Goyen's insight in Shemona Esrei. So, we end with Avraham Avinu because the first Brocha is ultimately the expression of the Chesed of Avraham Avinu. It's the Yisoid of Klal Yisrael. That's Mogen Avraham. That the Rabbeinu Shalom protected Avraham Avinu physically and spiritually. And the B'schus Avraham Avinu and his chesed with Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam protect us. So we end B'chki V'cho Chosmi. That's the unique standing of Avraham Avinu. If we only say Mogen Avraham, we don't say Mogen Avraham. Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Ki V'cho Chosmi. Special requirements to have Kavono in the first Brocha. And the Shulchan Aruch writes that want us to daven again. The Ramah tells us we're not noyig to daven again. Why we're not noyig to daven again? We explored. And especially in light of the Gro, we understand what this great requirement in the first Brocha is. That here we have, this is a synopsis of the entire Shemoneh Esrei up until Moed Menachem Loch. So here Chazal insisted that we have Kavona. This is the whole Shemoneh Esrei, it's all here. If we had Kavona here, so that's it. We had Kavona come up to the end of Shemoneh Esrei already. And maybe perhaps those that say Maidim, you know, then we have to start up again with the Kavona. But according to the Goyin, we understand the very unique standing of the first Brocha, that this is the synopsis of all the Brochas, the entire Shemoneh Esrei, through Shemoneh Esrei. We'll hold it at this point.
Thank you. understand.